Shalom aleichem, Maboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 16th topic of Parsha Shoftim, when making a siege around a city while waging war against it to conquer it, you may not chop down a fruit tree. Bal Tashchis. Perek Chof, Posuk Yutes. Ki sotzur el ir yomim rabim leilochem oleho lesofso. Luis Ashchis es eitzo. Lindo yacholov garzen, ki mimenu seichel voisoi loisi chois, ki ho'odom eitza sodelo voi miponecho bamotsoir.
When you make a siege against a city for many days, Rashi will tell us this means 3 days, when you wage war on it in order to conquer it, you may not destroy the fruit trees around the city by swinging your axe on it and chopping it down, because a fruit tree is meant to eat its fruit. You're not meant to chop it down.
Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sode lovoi miponecho ba'motzoir.
Are the fruit trees in the field around the city, are they like the people that you're inside the city, that you're making a siege around it? There, I hear. The point of a siege is to starve the people to death, to make them die of thirst, so they should be nichna, they should be subservient to you, they should give in to you. But the tree outside the city, what does he have to do with the war? Why should you chop it down?
Says Rashi, yomim shnai, rabim shloisho. Yomim is plural, the minimum of plural is 2, that's 2 days. Many adds a third, so it's 3 days.
And what is the significance of these 3 days? We're going to see the last word of the next pasuk, ad rideto, until you rule over it and they become subservient to you. Chazal darshan from this ad rideto, afilu b'shabbos. Once you started a war, even if it's a melchemes reshus, you continue it even on Shabbos. To which our pasuk says Rashi, mikan omru, ein sorin ala yorei shelo yivdik chavim, pochois mishloi sheyomim koidem l'shabbos. You can't start a siege on a goyish city outside Eretz Yisrael, Melchemes Rashus, less than 3 days before Shabbos. That's one halacha we learn from these 3 days. And the second halacha, v'limid shepoiseach b'sholoim shnayim o'ishloi shayomim. You have to offer them peace 2 or 3 days before you wage war against them. Where do we see that yomim means shnayim? V'cheinu oimel, v'yeshev dovid b'tziklag yomim shnayim. You may have thought that yomayim means shnayim, and yomim maybe means 3. Says Rashi, no. You see Mefurish, a pasuk by David. It says yomim shnayim. Clearly yomim means 2. Over Melchemes Rashus, akosum edabel. This is talking about Melchemes Rashus outside Eretz Yisrael, conquering extra land. Only there do we have this limitation that you can't start within 3 days of Shabbos, and you have to offer them peace 2-3 days before.
Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sode, hari ki mishamesh b'loshen dilmo.
And that dilmo gives the whole niggin to the posuk.
Shemo ha'odom eitz ha'sode leikonet b'soi ha'motzo miponecho, leisyaser b'yisurei ro v'tzomo ka'anshi ho'il.
That's what that dilmo does. It makes this a rhetorical question. What do you think this fruit tree is like the people in the city that you're besieging now, and they're starving them to death? Why should you ruin the tree?
Posuk chof rak eitz asher teida ki loy eitz machol hu oisoyis hashchis vechoroto uvoniso motzoy ra lo ir asher hi oisoy mecho milchomo ad rideto.
Only a tree that you know is not a fruit tree. Those are the type of trees you're allowed to chop down and cut down in order to build the siege around the city. Often they need to build towers in order to look into the city and spy on the city, throw things into the city, and then continue on besieging the city. Ad rideto, says Rashi, loshen ridui, to conquer it, to rule over it. Shetei kfuf alacha, until they become subservient to you. Adkan, the 16th topic, the Isur of Bal Tashchis, cutting down trees, a fruit tree, around the city that you're besieging. On to the 17th and last topic of Parshas Shoftim, Eglo Arufo.
Ki yimotzei cholol ba'adomo asher adoino yaloyhecho noisein lecho l'arishto noifeil ba'asod eloy noida mihikohu.
a dead body should be found in the land that Hashem is giving you to inherit, he was killed out of the city in the field, and it is unknown who the Ritzeach was. The Zekeinim, the elders and the judges of the Sanhedrin Agodol, Bez Nagodol 71 from the Lishkas Agozis, they have to go out and they have to measure from the dead body to the cities around it to see which city is closest to the dead body. Says Rashi, V'yotzu Zekeinecho Miuchodim Shebezekeinecho. The Choshuva ones, the special ones of the elders, Eilur Sanhedrin Gdoilo from the Lishkas Agozis. From place with the place where the dead body is lying, in all directions, to know which one is the closest. And once they figured out the closest city to the dead body, the Zekeinim, the Bezdin of that city, has to take an eglas bokor, a female calf, which has never been worked with and never carried a yoke. Posuk daled v'hoiridu ziknei hoir ha'hi es ho'eglo el nach aleison asher lo ye oved bo'i v'lo yizoriah. And the elders of that city, the Bezdin of that city, takes this female calf to a Nachal Eison, to a hard and dry valley that was never worked with, never plowed, and never planted. And over there, they chop off the head of the Eglo, of the calf, in that Nachal, in that valley, in that dry, hard valley. It says, Rashi al Nachal Eison Koshe. Hard, shaloi neva, they would never work, never plowed. The orvu koitzetz orpo bekufitz. They chop off her head from the back, from the neck. Bekufitz, that's a big knife that you cut bones with. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tovoy eglo bashnoso, shaloi osa sapero. It's a calf, is a young animal that did not have a chance to have children. V'teorev bimokim she'eno isaperois. And you cut off its head in a place that was never worked with, never planted, also did in the land, didn't bear fruit. To be mechaper on the killing of this person, who now he's dead, he also can't make fruit. The Gemara tells us it's not referring to children, because if that would be the case, what about a zokein, a person, an elder person that can't have children anyways? Rather, peiros means maisim toivim. They took away, the murderer took away the option for this person to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. Posuk hei v'negishu akoyanim b'nei levi kivom bochar adoinoi aloi hechol leshor esoi ulevorech b'shem adoinoi v'al pihem yihye kol riva v'chol noga. And then the Kohanim from Shevet Levi should come forth. And why dafka them? Because it is them who Hashem has chosen, the Shorsoi, namely to do the Avoid on the Beis HaMikdosh, Ulevorech B'Shem Hashem, they are the one that gives the Du Birkas Kohanim, they bench Klal Yisrael, Val Piem Yeh Kol Riv Kol Noga. We saw above that the Kohanim, they are part of the Sanhedrin HaGdoil Bet Nagodl and Lishkas Agozis, and they paskin all the Riv, all the judgments, V'chol Noga, all Hilchois Negoim come to them. Only a Kohen could paskin Hilchois Negoim. Posuk Vov V'choi L'ziknei Ho'ir Ahi HaKroivim El'cholol Yirchatzu Es Yireihem Al Ho'eglo Ho'arufo V'anochal. And all the elders of the city that was closest to the cholol, to the dead body, they washed their hands on the place that this calf was beheaded, in this nachal, in this dry valley. And then the elders say, Ve'onu ve'omeru yodeinu, lo yishofechu ez adom hazeh ve'aineinu, lo yiro'u. And the elders raise their voices and they say, it is not our hands that spilled this blood, and our eyes did not see it happening. Frek Rashi, V'chi also aleiv sheziknei bezn shoiv chidomim heim. Pshita, what are they coming to tell us? that the Zikanim, the Ziknei Bezdin, they're not Hoitzchim. Of course, what are they coming to say over here? Elo and Patrashi, what they mean to say is, Loireinu, Ptarnu, Beloy Mezoinus, Velovoyo. It could be that the reason this person was murdered is because he went without food. He went without food and he had to fend for himself. And he had to rob people, he had to take from people, and people killed him in return when he tried to steal from them. And if he would have had food with him, this would never have happened. Or it's because he went alone, that's why he was murdered. If he would have had an escort with another person, he would not have been murdered. That's what the Bezdin is saying over here. We did not see him leave and not give him food and arrange an escort for him. Parenthetically, it's mashma that if they were to see somebody leaving the city, it's their responsibility to make sure he has food and an escort. Close parentheses. Adkan, the words of this Kanim. And now the Kehanim that we mentioned in Posuk He, now they speak up in Posuk Ches. And the Kohanim say, the daven to Hashem, Hashem should be mechaper to atone for Klal Yisrael, that Hashem is redeemed, and Hashem should not place the punishment of innocent blood being spilt among Klal Yisrael. Adkan, the words of the Kohanim. And the Torah says, if you did all this, v'nikaper lohem adom, this innocent blood that was spilt, where they will have a kaporo. Says Rashi, HaKohanim Omrim, kaper la'am cho Yisrael. And then, v'nikaper lohem adam, akosuv mevasrom, shemisha'osu kein, yichupar lohem ha'ovoin. Once they did this, the egla rufo, the chet will be miskaper. But don't think, just because you did the egla rufo, that now, if you find the roitzeach, that it was already nikaper lohem adam, and you don't have to kill the roitzeach. No! Says Pasuk Tes, v'ato devayr dam anoki mikirbecho. You got to get rid of the person who spilled the innocent blood from among you. You got to kill the Ritzeach. And when will that happen? When you do what's right in Hashem's eyes. And Hashem is telling you the right thing to do is if you find the Ritzeach to kill him. Says Rashi, v'ato devayr magit shim nimtzo ha-hoyrek achar shenis'al v'hoeg lo. If the Ritzeach was found after the Egla Rufa, Arizi Yehoreg, Yishai Misa, Hu Ayosho Beini Hashem, that is the right thing in Hashem's eyes. Adkan, the 17th and last topic of Parsha Shoiftim, Eglo Arufa. So to sum up, what do we have in Parsha Shoiftim? 17 topics. Topic number 1, Shoiftim Veshoitrim, Titan Lechomachol Shorecho, to appoint judges and officers. Topic number 2, 3 and 1. You may not plant an Asherah tree anywhere. And you may not plant any tree next to the Mizbeach in Har HaBayis. And you may not have a one-stone Mizbeach in Matseva. Topic number 3, you may not shecht a korban with a mum. And Rashi threw in over there a drosha kol dovoro azor al mefagel. You can't say that you'll eat the animal chut lizmanoy or chut limkoymoy. Topic number 4, the oinish, the punishment for somebody who is Oved Avodah Zorah. Topic number 5, the centrality of the Bezdin HaGadol. Everybody must listen to whatever the Bezdin HaGadol and Lishkas HaGozlis, the 71 Sanhedrin Paskins. And a Zokin Mamre, who doesn't listen to them and Paskins differently, is Chayev Misa. Topic number 6, the halochos of a Melech, a Jewish king. Topic number 7, Levim, don't get a Nachalo, Chelek V'Nachalo in Eretz Yisrael. Topic number 8, the two matnis kahuna of Zroya Lochayim Kevo and Reish Sagez. Topic number 9, a koyen could be makriv his personal korban whenever he wants, even not during his mishmar, and boregolim, all kahanim are invited. Topic number 10, tomim tihiyeim Hashem Elokecho, don't do witchcraft, don't do superstitions, and if a novi sheker comes along, kill him. Topic number 11, ori miklot, for a Ritzeach b'shoigeg. Topic number 12, Loisasig Gvul Reacho. Don't change the borders of your field. Don't steal land from your friend. Topic number 13, Eidim Zoymimim. Topic number 14, the Sidri Amilchomo, when Klal Yisrael goes out to war. Topic number 15, when fighting a Melchemes Rashus, you have to call out for peace. Topic number 16, when making a siege around the city, do not cut down the fruit trees around the city. And topic number 17, Eglo Arufo. If somebody was murdered and we don't know who the murder was outside the city, we do the mitzvah of Eglo Arufo. Good Shabbos.